I know you are here because you're dreaming of that soul-aligned business and extraordinary life. And this show was created to help you achieve exactly that. Today on the show, I invited Andrea Libros, the go-to big thinking expert, author of She Thinks Big and host of the She Thinks Big podcast. In this episode, she will teach us how to step out of the messy middle and create big results in business and life. Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you're making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you. Welcome, friends, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. And as always, I'm so excited you're tuning in today. But before we dive in, and I'm going to ask Andrea incredibly cool questions that you guys are all burning to hear the answers, I would like to invite you to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Hit that 5-star on Spotify if you like the show. Share it with a friend who needs to hear it, because only this way we know that you actually like the episode, that you learned from it, that you enjoyed listening. And this way we can create more of that. Welcome to the show, Andrea. It's such an honor to have you here today.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
I'm so excited to explore everything. Big vision, strategic systems, how we get out of the messy middle, stop playing small with our potential and actually achieve what we are worthy of. And you said also capable of achieving.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would like to know from you to kick off the conversation. When and how did you start to learn, or you found out that it is so important to think big?
Yeah. So I think, well, there's probably lots of ways, reasons, times that this happened, but I will tell you that way back in the day, I was in a corporate role, and I was in this same role for about 10 years. It evolved, but same working for the same company for about 10 years. And at that 10-year mark, I was said to myself, I've had enough. And really what was going on was that I was giving them lots of, we'll call it big ideas, mm-hmm. that never got put into action. And the joke was, if I gave them one more great idea that never happened, I was going to quit. So that is what happened. I did leave. And then, but upon reflection of really what was going on, I realized that because of kind of that dynamic, I felt like I was in a small box. Like I was being kept in this small box, and it didn't feel like me. It didn't feel like I was living out what I was capable of or what I wanted to do. And it wasn't aligned with, and I'll introduce the concept right now, I guess, here we go, of future me. So I always say to my clients when I'm working with them, when they're looking for what should I do, how should I approach something, what's my next step, I always say, go talk to future you. So future you is you a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, who is feeling, and I want to go with right to the feeling, who is feeling great, who has a smile on his or her face, who is really waking up every morning, feeling pretty aligned with whatever is ahead of them. That future you knows what you should be doing today, right? So if you're thinking, should I invest in this? Should I spend my time on that? Is this a good person to connect with? Ask future you, like, what would future you say? And what was happening to me is that what I was doing every day was really not what future you would be telling me to do. So I realized that my big thinking that future you could create wasn't allowed to kind of shine through. And that's, you know, it took a while to sort of form that concept. And it was a lot of reflection in order to do it. But that was what was going on.
You're speaking through me and through so many other women who are currently exploring options. And with options,
Yes.
I mean everyone who is feeling somewhat put in a box or into a frame of a corporate contract, which I used to complain about this when I was younger. Today, I understand that a corporate contract is meant there to keep a culture going, to build a culture so everybody knows they're in their place, everybody knows what they have to do, how to do it, and what their responsibilities and asks are. So, what I also seen over a decade having conversations globally with women is that each woman has a big dream, and some of them just simply no longer fit in those boxes or never had the chance before to explore what else is there. And I just want to put out there that the landscape is changing. We are moving from an industrial age into a digital era, and it's just so beautiful to see what opportunities are arising on the horizon and what is possible today with digital marketing, content marketing, etc., to achieve. That hasn't been possible 20 years ago. So I just want to say, perhaps there is no better era to be a woman than now and to create that dream
Yes, I think
and to
there's.
ask our future self what she actually wants. I would love to explore this concept a little bit more. You said you were not living the life that future her would have approved.
Yes,
Yes.
totally true.
Yeah.
Totally
How
true.
does that feel? And what questions do we need to ask so future you responds to us?
So I think I'm going to give you a little framework. Okay. So when someone
Please.
says to me, what is big thinking? Okay. So big thinking comes from future you. Okay. But it really does have, I say, five components. And I use the word trust as an acronym to help us kind of explore this. And I think just first off, trust in and of itself, it's hard to trust ourselves when things are unknown, right? Or, people say, I have to trust my gut. Okay, that's another expression, right? You've heard
That
people say that.
trust, that kind of, you kind of know, but you just don't know how yet, or it feels too
Yes.
uncertain, too scary,
Yes.
too big to even
Yes.
dare
Too
thinking about it.
messy to like, and also, if you think back to corporate, there's a lot of security, right, in having a job with a paycheck where you know pretty much what the expectations are. And ultimately, yes, you have responsibilities, but the whole company is probably not going to go down if you go down, right? There's things in place. So, but if you've started your own business, or if you're taking that next step and moving away from what you are in, the first thing you have to do is you have to consider what I call all of your thought options. Okay. So if we use this trust as an acronym, the first T in trust, I like to say, stands for thought options. So let's explore that a little bit. What I mean by that is there's different ways to think about the same facts.
Oh, I
Okay.
like that.
All right. So a very like easy fact, personal fact we could say it's 70 degrees and sunny. Okay. Let's say pretend the temperature is 70 degrees Fahrenheit and sunny. And some people on a Wednesday might think, ah, beautiful. That's perfect temperature. I can't wait to be outside. Amazing. Like it's not too hot, it's not too cold. Someone else might think, really? Today's the day I have to be inside all day, and with the day I'm off, it's going to rain. I can't, I'm not so excited that it's 70 degrees and sunny. So, same fact, 70 degrees and sunny, two different ways of thinking about it. So, big thinkers realize that they have thought options. So, in a work setting or a professional or business setting, if you are someone that says, okay, I think I want to take this leap. I want to kind of go out on my own or do my own thing. I am sure that there are moments when you have think this is the best thing ever. I'm my own boss now. And then there are other moments where you think, oh my gosh, do I know what I'm doing? Like, is this the right thing? Why me? Do I deserve this opportunity? Okay. So notice there's so many ways that you can think about the exact same fact. And big thinkers are very aware of that, and they choose their thoughts carefully. So I also like to think of it as a my image in my head is that you're at a an event, a wedding, something, and there's past hors d'oeuvres, and there's someone coming around, and they have a tray, and they say, "Take one. Would you like one?" And you look down on the tray, and you kind of think, what should I choose? Should I have the bruschetta? Should I have the shrimp cocktail? Should I have the spinach square? What should I have?" That's like a tray of thoughts. You get to choose. And this is hard. This is not, it sounds easy, but it's hard. So a lot of what I do with my clients is I help them choose a thought that aligns with that future you type of thinking, or choose the thought that feels the not the safest necessarily, but the best to them, that brings a smile. I'm going to go back to that smile, that brings a smile to their face. And sometimes I'll say, "Hey, I'm just going to give you a couple options. Okay, I'm going to give you the opportunity to choose one of these thoughts. You know, maybe this isn't for you, but here are some options." Because coming up with those options on our own can be really challenging because our brain wants to stay in the safe, the efficient, the comfortable, right? And a lot of times, in order to get where we want to go, we've got to choose a thought that might not be the safest, but it is the one that brings the smile to your face. So that's the first thing. I don't know how that sounds to you, but that's the first thing.
That sounds beautiful, and I totally agree. Being in this position almost on a daily, because there is this thing where I'm happening, what I'm saying, what is happening constantly to us is life. Life will be happening no matter what, no matter how big your vision, no matter how big your dream. The moment you set a big goal, life might just come and interrupt your path, and it's almost a given. It's almost a given that your child gets sick, the car breaks, the roof leaks, adversity, relationship growing apart, someone needs your care, sleepless nights, unexpected invitations, and also people who don't want you to succeed. So we will always encounter things happening. And I think one of the worst things that I experience personally is sleepless nights for whatever reason, but being tired makes you think less of yourself and less worthy of your dream.
So true. So true.
Just the simple being tired and just realizing that we can choose the thought and be like, yeah, can I do it tired anyways? Like, can I be tired and just, try the best I can on that specific day has changed my entire life. Because I always say, like, you know what? I have the privilege to sit at home to run my business behind the scenes with no proper pants on. And this is a invitation to do things messy despite being tired, because if I don't want to, I don't have to dress up because I don't have to leave the house, period. So I think also creating those options for oneself that invite us to think differently, to invite that new thought in, is exactly what you just said. And I love this platter at a wedding where you can just choose what you
You
pick.
can choose.
And it's not what you want. Often it's not what we want, but what we need right here, right now in order to move forward. And I know, Andrea, you've been living this. You have
I
been living
have.
this. That's why you are such a good teacher in thinking big.
Yes,
Would
I
you
have
like
been
to
living it.
take us a little bit through some, thoughts of yours and when you had to start
Sure.
thinking differently and picking differently, especially in that transition between corporate and entrepreneurship?
Yeah, sure. So actually, I'll tie this into the next thing in trust. The R in trust stands for real problem. Okay. And the only real problem in all of this is a negative feeling. Okay, that's it. There's usually no problem. You know, people are like, "Oh, the problem is that I just don't know what to do next," or "I just don't like feeling unsure." Right? Notice those are just feelings. Like nothing went wrong. Okay, because nothing's really happened yet, even, but nothing went wrong. It's just this negative feeling. So I can speak from my own experience that as I transitioned, you know, there's a lot of doubt that's going on. There was a lot of doubt. I was wondering, you know, once I left that corporate role, and I actually hired my very first coach at that point. I had never worked with a coach before. And I can still picture we were in this conference room. This was before COVID. We were all in person. And way before COVID, and there was a big whiteboard on the wall, and she had a marker, a dry erase marker, and she was asking me, prompting me, why did you stay there so long? What was it? What was it? So I kind of was brainstorming, you know, what did I like about this job? What didn't I like about this job? And I really got to the place where I could identify what I loved was I was doing recruiting, hiring, and training for this company. So what I really loved was what they called training, but really was coaching. And I was coaching or training new business owners who are kind of starting a franchise through what I would now call the messy middle. Okay, so they had started these businesses. They had been excited about it, of course, nervous. Things started clicking, like it was going well. They had a, were profitable. It was growing, but it now started to feel heavy, and they started to kind of think, "Oh my gosh, what did I get myself into?"
What have
They
I done?
started, "What did I get myself into? I don't know how to do this anymore. Like I've gotten." How I started, of course, is not how I'm going to be able to continue. Something's got to change. There was some guilt going on too, where they felt like they were it was taking time away from their families. They could work probably any time of day or night because most of them this was sort of entrepreneurial, and they had been used to working in this sort of 9 to 5 kind of box, we'll call it. So I loved helping them through that place, and that is why I had stayed there so long. So my coach said to me, you know, I think you should start a coaching business yourself. And I said, that sounds crazy. I don't want to start another business because I had started two before way back. I just want to work for someone. It's going to be so much easier. You know, just I won't have to deal with all the extra things that go along with it. It will feel secure. And she said, no, I kind of think you should think about it. So I sat with that for a while. I actually worked for someone else in the capacity of a coach while I got my certification. Like, well, I'll just test this out. And after working with that person for, or for that person for about 3 months, I decided I didn't like working for her and I really should go do my own thing. And while that was very exciting and felt right, it also felt super scary. And it felt scary too, because now I not only had to be the deliverer of service, I was also the salesperson. And I was also the marketing director of marketing. And I was also the bookkeeper. And I was also all these other things.
Administrator.
And right, administrator, right? Director of operations. I was all the things. And that felt heavy. It felt overwhelming. It felt like I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done all these things. And so, but nothing really was wrong. Okay. So I kind of go back to this. Nothing was wrong. I mean, there was the real problem here was that I just didn't like this feeling. Right. So I notice now when I'm coaching my clients, if I go back to say, okay, let's become solution focused. Tell me in one sentence, what are we solving? Well, a lot of times there's like a little pause because what we're solving is just for their feeling that they don't like however they feel. So in my own experience, that was the, it's the same thing. And I mean, I continue to feel that way, right? Like as we grow businesses, it's cyclical. And I think that like in my book, I have these loop-de-loops. I call them loop-de-loops, where, you know, you've got an idea, you believe it's possible, you start to put it into action. Oh, there's a little messy middle part of it, but then you work through it, you get through it, and then you're off to the next thing. Then you've got the next stage of business or the next belief you have or the next thing you want to tackle. So you put it into action, it starts going, then there's a messy middle. You get through it and you keep going. So the feelings that are wrapped up in all of that are really the only problem. And I've experienced that myself, especially now as I've sort of shifted from being the doer in my business, the doer, the implementer, the manager, the leader, and the visionary, all of those roles, to really trying to stick into just being the leader and the visionary and having other people be the doer and the implementer and the manager. That's a whole other like cycle of business. And I help people get through that all the time because I've gotten through that too. But there's a lot of uncertainty there. So that's my little backstory there for how I've felt.
Absolutely. I think it's a very relatable story. I think we all experience it different. And as you said, it's cyclical. So we experience it differently on different levels. Every time you level
Yes.
up just a little bit, it might even be that the same fear, the same doubt appears on the horizon, but then just a slightly different, just a slightly different. And the messy middle becomes just a little bit different. Like you might have one tool more, you might have one better thought more, you might have one more mentor that can help you through that. So it just becomes for me personally, it just becomes easier to move through. But I have to say, and I think this is what a lot of people think or hope, that it will disappear at some point. Like all these doubts and those messy middles will disappear. And I'm always so, I see people disappointed when I say, like, no, it won't. I think the only thing that changes is your approach and how you see the problem that is not even a problem yet, but it's the spiral we like to go down, and especially when we sit alone, when we sit alone with
Yes.
those thoughts, when we don't ask. Like it was such a funny thing to do for me on Instagram to open up my DMs for questions, random questions. I used to say, you need a pep talk? Hit me. You have a question regarding strategy, personal branding? Just ask that question. I might not be able to solve this in 1 minute voice note for you, but
Yes.
I can direct you. I can guide you. I can get you out of that downward spiral you get yourself in. Because one of the reasons why I basically, worked my first business to ground in my early 20s is because I was sitting in that corner alone, not asking for help, thinking I'm the only one dealing with messy middles at all times, and no other entrepreneur on this planet Earth feels the same. And I think it's a very lonely world. And I just want to encourage everyone, like, to reach out to someone like Andrea, to speak to people who are doing what you want to be doing, who are where you want to be going. And if you want that certainty in uncertain moments, then you just found your go-to person. Just saying.
Just saying. I think the other thing that's interesting here too to explore is embracing or becoming comfortable with the unknown or uncertainty. So part of big thinking, the U in trust stands for unknown and uncertainty. And I think this is what where a lot of people get, I'll call it stuck, right? So they want to know exactly what to expect. So I have a client who's famous for saying, I just want to have all my ducks lined up in a row. Have you heard that expression? Okay. I want to have all my ducks lined up in a row. I want to make sure that I'm making the right decision. I want to have everything in place before I, whatever that might be, hire someone, make an offer, explore a new product. Whatever that is, okay? So I want to have all my ducks lined up in a row. And I think one thing that big thinkers have in common is that they start to become okay with not knowing. They start to recognize that that is just part of life and part of owning a business. Okay. And if you really think back to your corporate days, like there were so many times where you could kind of say, oh, I've gone through this before. I know she's going to say this, or they, and I'll put them in air quotes, they're notorious for handling situations like that. But you really didn't know how something was going to turn out. So when we own our own business, that like we should know all the things, we're kidding ourselves. Right, the week we're kidding ourselves. I hear a lot too when I so let's say I'm having a conversation with a prospective client, and we talk through what this is going to look like, how I can help them, what their problems are, how we might be able to solve them. We kind of go through this whole thing, and then I say, okay, so does this sound like something that would work for you, or do you feel like we're a good match? Oh, yes. Yes, Andrea, 100%. But I'm just going to think about it. Okay, so that's a common phrase. I say it myself. I'm going to think about it. So I always ask permission. Like, can I have permission to just put my coach hat on right now? Sure. I said, all right, I want to know, because I want to help you kind of work through this. What exactly are you thinking about? What exactly are you thinking about? What questions are you trying to answer for yourself? What is your brain really searching for evidence for? Because our brain, when we say we want to think about it, what we're really doing is kind of going through this mental, I'll call it like Rolodex. I'm dating myself here, but mental, like little computer going, D-d-d-d-d-d, like good idea, bad idea. Good. Should I do it? Should I not do it? What should I do? What should I do? We're searching for the evidence. And when you are thinking big, explore that next opportunity, there's not necessarily tons of evidence already to support whatever that next thing is. And if you are going to get yourself to that next level, you have to start to become okay with not knowing. And you have to start to kind of not think about it, I'll call it, for too long, right? Because you're going to miss the opportunity. And your brain is doing what it knows to do. I mean, your brain's trained to like look for safety, look for comfort, look for efficiency. There's something called the motivational triad, which is kind of how we're hardwired. And I talk a little bit about that in my book if we want to get all neurosciencey, but that's what's going on. And you're not going to know. You're not going to know. So what helps with that, I would say, is what the S in trust stands for is secure support. Okay, so you need to have some support to help you through navigating the unknown. And that can look like so many things. I mean, that can look like a mentor, that can look like a friend, that can look like a coach, that can look like a whatever. But no one's going it alone. If you really think about like big thinkers in the world or in society, and we could have a whole podcast about that. Do you know anyone that's sort of just out there on their own, just figuring it all out? No. No. And if you think they are, then they're kidding you. They all have a team of people helping them make things happen, or helping them even think something through, or helping them figure out what to say. So why aren't you giving yourself that same opportunity, that same support? So that's what the S in trust stands for, secure support.
So we have thought options as number one. Number two.
Real problem. R stands for real problem. And there really isn't a real problem. It's just a feeling. That's kind of some good news there. U stands for embracing the unknown or uncertainty. S stands for securing support. And then the last T in trust stands for taking action. Okay. So you've got to trust yourself to take action, to not just think about everything, but to actually do something. So I like to make the distinction here too between what I call passive action and massive action. Listening to a podcast. And I like podcasts, obviously, right? I have my own and here I am on yours. But listening to a podcast is really passive action. It's like you gathering information.
It's
Okay.
being a consumer.
It's consuming content. Reading a book, same thing. Consuming content. Googling, consuming content. Asking 50 million people what they think. Consuming opinions and also probably creating confusion. But that's all passive action. So if you're someone that kind of is telling yourself, but I'm doing all the things and it still doesn't feel great, I want you to like really explore, are you doing all the passive action type of things, or are you doing the massive action type of things? The massive action type of things are picking up, making the phone call, deciding, investing, putting something new out there, not sure how it's going to go. Like, that's all massive action. That's what really moves the needle. That's when you start to see traction. That's when you start to see growth. And you're doing it without having all your ducks lined up in a row, right? I'm not saying you're going to be doing this and knowing with security that this is all going to work, but massive action is uncomfortable. Sometimes I say everything you always wanted is on the other side of uncomfortable, right? So it's like on the other side of the rainbow. It's like that's where it is. So you have to start taking massive action. And again, doing that alone, hard, right? Thinking that you just need to learn something else, right? I just need to take the course. I just need to get another degree. I just need to whatever.
There is no
No.
end to learning, indeed. But
No,
I
there's.
think also learning and consuming needs to be divided in portions when needed.
Ooh,
Like I
that's
always tell
good.
people to ask yourself the question, like, do you think you don't know or you really don't know? So
Yeah.
please go take that course, read that book. But if you can answer the question 75%, you probably know the whole answer. It's just not quite there yet.
That's good.
And
That's good.
the 25% that are not showing up is that fear that tells you, there might be another opinion. There might be a better solution. There might be a quicker way to it. There might be something else. But at some point, as you say, you need to make the decision and move and take the
Yeah.
action. If it wasn't the right action, you can still take another action. Like I think we have options and options like so many, but we only can really see what works for us and what not if we take them. And
Correct.
I just want to tell a little story that I have recently experienced about taking action and taking massive action and not
Yeah.
passive action. We all have to-do lists, right?
Right.
And they grow by day. And by now, I'm not even restricting myself putting on things on the to-do list. Like everything goes on there. It's like a brain dump. Right. I don't want to think about anything except for, going through my day, but I want to be reminded, I don't want to carry this with me. So there is my
Yes.
calendar and there is this messy to-do list that grows and grows and grows. And by the end of the day, I noticed if I start ticking the boxes, which feels kind of good because it's like one tick, the other tick, three ticks, four ticks, five, six. But by the end of the day, I really was asking myself, and what have you done? What have you done to move your business forward? And then I look at this list and I'd be like, zero. I was ticking boxes. I was just keeping myself busy. And now how I am approaching this, I still do my to-do list, but by the end of the day, I take them and toss them in the bin. And there is only always one thing. And no matter whenever I stop working, may it be 12 p.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m., if I have looked and tried to find a way to be more visible, to see where the next client comes from, and put something out there that I don't know what will happen next. These are satisfying feelings that suddenly appear and you'd be like, oh my God, yes, I did it. I'm running my business.
So that's interesting. You told me how you throw away the to-do list because I like to say, what if your to-believe list was your new to-do list? Okay, so you ready? This is kind of,
Ooh,
this
let
is,
me repeat
this,
this.
okay.
What if your to-believe list
Was
would
your
be?
new to-do list? So if you believe, okay, let's say if you believe that next client is right around the corner, okay, you're going to do some different things probably than are on your normal to-do list. So if you sometimes I say, hey, how many things are on your to-do list today? People like, oh, I've got five, I've got 10, I've got 20. Okay. I said, if you look at that list, how many of those things on that list align with what you really believe is possible or align with what future you is doing currently? Okay. And then when you really look at it, not too many are aligned, if any, are aligned with future you or aligned with what you believe. Or the things that are on the to-do list that are aligned are things that just keep staying there. Bigger, scarier type of endeavors,
They
right?
don't really matter today, not yet.
Correct. Not yet, right? So they're important, but they're not urgent. Okay. So I like to say, what if you just used your two, what if we made a list of things you believe? Okay. The client's right around the corner. People need me, whatever it is. Okay. If we took that to believe list and we use that as a guide to make our to-do list, your to-do list would look a whole lot different. So
Shorter.
shorter, more impactful,
Yes.
right? You probably would feel a whole lot different.
By
So
the end of
instead
the
of,
day, definitely. I so agree with this. This is a feeling of satisfaction, a feeling of purpose, a sense of, I did it. This is so good. And I want to get up tomorrow and do it again because there was no, the procrastination. Procrastination time was short, the overthinking time was short. And the moment you have this list, it is an absolute game changer.
It is. It's a game changer. It's a game changer. And too often we're getting stuck in the day-to-day, like mundane monotony of things, or things that we think we need to do. You know, that's what a good business owner does, or that's what someone would do if they blah, 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 right? Whatever that is. But is it really going to get you where you want to go? Is it going to move the needle forward? And I think that's something also big thinkers, like they really dive deep into that to believe type of thinking. So I like to say too, we need, and I do this with my clients. We all want a plan, right? So our brains like plans. They like to know. So we have an action plan. We probably have like a time plan. We want this to be done by this day or week or month or year, whatever. And we have a life plan in a sense, like we kind of know what we want our lives to look like or feel like. But do we have a belief plan? Right? We need a belief plan. If we're gonna move out of to being like the doer of all the things and into more of the visionary, which is really why we started everything in the beginning anyway, then we need this belief plan to guide us. So I like to always go back to like, what is my belief plan? You know, like, why am I on this podcast right now? Like, does this align with that? It does. But there's 20 million other things I could be doing with this hour too, but this does align with what I believe is possible.
Absolutely. And I'm happy to have you here. I'm happy you're not doing anything else and ticking two boxes. So, Andrea, I have a last question I would like to explore here when you speak about belief. So I always say above everything, above action, above all planning is faith. Like if you do not believe in yourself more than anybody else, it will become hard. However, as we are wired for connection as human beings, as we always somehow will be looking for one way or the other validation, maybe from our loved ones, family, friends, etc. How can someone learn to believe in themselves if there is no external support? I have had this conversation so often where there is no entrepreneurs in people's families. And people, when families or the closer circle, so to say, has a that or doesn't have a growth mindset, and there is this one person just, you know, feeling so different. So, you know, like so different than the others. And I know I can, I know I feel it, like that gut feeling you spoke, you know, in the beginning, but then there is a whole world telling you that you will not achieve it. How do we learn to believe
This is
in
such a good
ourselves?
question. So I like to think about this same this hap what you're talking about happens all the time, right? You're the people that quote unquote like love you and support you, right? They do surfacey support you and they always love you, but they're kind of, oh yes, but there's little jabs that kind of get to us. So, you know, how you're at a family gathering. How's that little business going? How's it going? Oh, do you love it? No one says to you like, how are you feeling in it? Or, you know, what's your definition of success? No one says that. They just kind of almost belittle it in a sense. And then that feels horrible. Right. So sometimes I'll say to someone, why are you doing this? And they say, I just want to prove that I can blah, blah, blah. Okay. That proving thing doesn't take us where we want to go. It's not going to keep driving the boat forward. It's going to feel almost impossible. So you're looking, though, like you said, for that external validation, for someone to say, great, that looks amazing. But even when they do, I hate to tell you, it's not going to do it either. Or
You
you're
won't
wanting
believe
to,
it if it's not really wholeheartedly genuine. Like we
no.
can make this distinction. It feels off and we don't really know why. Is this
Right.
because
Yes, that's what right. Or someone says, when I reach this dollar amount in revenue, then I'm going to feel like I have made it. Right. And it's okay. Nope, I hate to tell you, you're just going to go on to the next thing. It's going to be very short-lived. Or when I win the award, then it's going to be great. When this, okay. So we're looking for that external validation. However, you really stop looking. Here's my thing. Stop looking. Okay. You have to really drive yourself internally. And you really have to go back to what you believe is possible and have that be the North Star or the guiding light. And a way in which to do this, so this is hard. This is hard to stay in that place. So I like to say you've got to become friends. Your best friend in this whole situation is going to be the little voice in the back of your head. Okay, so the little voice in the back of your head is very loud, very loud. And it's actually louder when it is saying things to you like, are you sure you know what you're doing? You've never done that before. Yeah, maybe they have a point in this little business, or I'd like to say before we started recording, I call sometimes these things like it's a jobby, your jobby that's sort of like half hobby, half job right now. That jobby, it's never going to get off the ground, or it's never going to continue or get to the place where you want it to go. That little voice is super loud when it's talking about those things. But what you have to really do is become friends with the little voice and thank it for acknowledging all of the things that it's acknowledging. Thank you so much for reminding me that I don't know what I'm doing. And I'm going to forge ahead anyway. So I like there's a song like with a real Slim Shady, please stand up. Okay. So I like to say that little voice, there's the voice in the back of your head, but there's also this voice in the front of your head that's like a spotlight. Okay. You have to listen to that voice. That's the one that has to become loud and very loud and louder than the voice in the back of your head. But you're not going to be able to listen to that voice in the front unless you befriend the voice in the back. So that's kind of the first tip. And the second tip would be, I mentioned how you're going through like searching through the Rolodex looking for evidence. I want you to search, keep searching and look for evidence that you know how to do hard things, right? Or,
Ooh, that's why we are
okay.
friends, Andrea.
Yeah, like you have plenty of evidence that you know how to do hard things, or you can do hard things. Or, I love to say to someone, like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Okay, if we decide to hire on the next person in our business, like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Well, I mean, they don't work out, and I've spent all this time and money and energy. I like to say time, money, energy, and people are your four most valuable resources. So you put resources towards it, but it didn't work out. Okay. And then what would happen? Yep. You're right. Okay. Then what happened? I don't know. I'd just sort of figure it out. Like, yes, you would just figure it out. And guess what? We have so much evidence that you know how to figure things out because you have
Absolutely.
gotten to this place where you are right now. We've got evidence that you know how to figure things out. So good. This is like good news. Right?
Yeah, and we
So,
always know how to finish it.
yeah.
I run. I recently started dancing. And I'm
Okay.
teaching myself constantly new things because our brain doesn't really know whether this is if someone's building a personal brand or preparing for a marathon. It's hard to get up either way. If you're tired, it's hard to get up. It's hard to do the thing. But teaching ourselves that we can do it despite and then savoring that feeling once we have achieved it
Yeah.
is the success tech list, I always say. I got up, I did it. I learned a new thing, I implemented it.
Right.
Tiny, 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 tiny. And then this list becomes huge eventually. And I love looking back at it and be like, you've done it all already. You just have to repeat it once it appears on the horizon again, right?
Exactly. So you know how to do hard things. You know how to figure things out. Okay. You have evidence of every possible situation already in your Rolodex. And you just need to become friends with that little voice and say, thanks so much for telling me that I don't know how to do this. I'm going to move forward anyway.
Beautiful. Love it. And one last thing to add to this, we can also rely on stories, on people's stories, because
Yes.
there are the naysayers, but there are also people who have done it. And I think these are the stories we should lean into, look into, and be like, hey, there was somebody just like me, and look at her now. So this is just pure evidence that it's possible for you too. That you don't have to
Absolutely.
be privileged, mad rich, or have a huge, huge network, because if you start today, you can build this yourself, and it's going to be even more loving, even more genuine, because it's going to be yours from your intention to be that leader you are meant to be.
Yes. And let's have fun doing it too. Like, that's
Oh,
another
I
thing,
love that.
right? Like, if you're not having fun doing this, now I'm not saying every second of every day is going to be fun, but if you're not in general having fun, like that future you, she's got that smile on her face because she's having fun too. So let's have fun in the process.
Yeah. And I would love to round up with my last question, Andrea. How would you like to spend your old years? What is that future you look like?
Well, hopefully she's having fun, right? She's having, and that might look like, I might not even know what that looks like now. Like, I don't know, right? Who knows? But she's having fun. I think she's really also spending her four most valuable resources, time, money, energy, and she's surrounding herself with people that support and align with like the life she wants to lead at 80, 90, 100 years old. I don't know however old I'm going to live, right? So like I really think about that sometimes, like if how am I spending these resources or what am I doing with them? And if I like how I'm spending them, then it's a good day.
So it's a question, how much you're gonna spend of what with whom and to whom, and
You
protect
figure it
that.
out. You're
Yeah.
going to figure it out.
Beautiful. Where can we find you, Andrea?
So I think the most direct way to find me is to go to Andrea's with an S, links with an S, andreaslinks.com, and you're going to find there links to my podcast, She Thinks Big, my book, also called She Thinks Book Big, my website. There's a quiz there that's going to help you kind of figure out where you are in this journey of big thinking. So I encourage everybody to go to andreaslinks.com and take the quiz. And I am on social media. I'm on Instagram. So go find me, andrea.libros.coaching on Instagram. I'm also trying to be better on LinkedIn if you want my
Oh,
side note.
same here.
Trying. But I
Trying.
am on Instagram all the time. So that's probably the easiest place. But I also encourage anyone to reach out. I love having conversations. So, hey, let's chat. Maybe I can help you just in that quick conversation, think bigger about something. It's like free brainstorming. You got my brain and your brain together. So,
And yeah, all links will be in the show notes, friends. You know where to get them. With an easy click, we will give you access to Andrea at any time. And just to round up this conversation, yes, sometimes one word, one phrase, one sentence, one external thought that is with intention can change your whole thinking. So don't be shy. Don't hesitate to reach out to Andrea. I just want to mention it, when we offer this, our resource, time, and intellectual property, and give it for free, lots of people do not take it because they think there is something to it, or there is something, you know, if I ask, I take away their time, or I make use of. No, this is genuine help. We are here to build these communities, to offer you that support, to guide you in that direction, because we both know how incredibly important, supportive, and helpful it can be on your path forward.
Yes.
Thank you for being here with me today.
Thanks for having me.